to kill the germs.
What about the kind of medicine that they use for malaria?
Quinine. They used to use quinine. That's the only thing a doctor would give you for malaria. I had it one time years ago. And I tell you, it's something hard to get rid of.
If somebody had malaria and didn't get the quinine, didn't get the medicine, didn't recover from it, then you say he did what?
The question again,
I'd say before they learned how to prevent malaria, that used to have a lot of malaria around here and a lot of people.
Well, a lot of people died from it here. At one time, they had no cure for it. But I know ever since I was 9 years old, I remember well from then that the doctors gave quinine. Well, most of the time, the old people learned that, you know, and they had learned how much to give, you know, from the old country doctor, you know, that come out driving a horse and buggy, take maybe have to drive 20 miles and take 3 hours to get out there and all that, you know. They learned to what a dose was of it, and they'd give it a lot of times and not even call a doctor, because you could buy the quinine. The most of grocery stores then handle quinine and medicine, a lot of medicines like that.
Have any other ways of saying that somebody died, if you want to be more polite, or?
And passed away.
And what about if it's any crude terms? Like you say, well, I'm glad that old skinflint finally
passed on, or something to that effect.
And might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what
killed him, or maybe.
Or could you say it another way? What he died?
Well, a lot of people might say he died from something that he ate.
What about the place where they bury him? What do you call that?
Cemetery.
And if it's small and out in the country, would you call it anything different?
Well, I have heard them called graveyards, but we always call it cemetery. We have a family cemetery out on 17 out here, and ever since I can remember, we call it a cemetery.
Now, is that just for the family?
Yeah, my great-grandfather gave that piece of land for a cemetery. Been used over 100 years.
On a light?
No, I just pick on it. It's just something to keep from chewing tobacco anyway.
Okay.
A lot of times